Silverlight UI and how it's powerful and how it's new and how you can do all these new amazing animations. And they realize this is a powerful technology. And the problem there is, with such a powerful technology, we can do things incorrectly. So they ask, what are the patterns and what are the best practices for Silverlight UI design? They want to know, how do I do things in such a way that are going to make my applications usable, beautiful, and take advantage of everything that Silverlight has to offer? But at the same time, those of us who are developers, we have a tendency to use a technology to its absolute fullest, right? We want to take it and stretch it and go to the bleeding edge. And oftentimes in UI technologies, that can mean unusable UIs. So I can tell when my clients are going to ask. They get that look in their eye and they say, what are the patterns? What are the best practices? And I'll give you the thumbnail sketch today. I'll tell you what I tell them in abbreviated form. Well, first of all, the most important thing to realize is, look, it's early days. Silverlight is new. We don't have some of the history that other technologies have. So for those of us out there who are making these brand new applications, we need to realize there's not a lot of history to depend on here. But we're not blind. We have these other things to draw on. There are a few other things, right? So one thing is that good design is just good design, regardless of your technology. So take a look at the Tufte books. Take a look at the other user design books. And you'll find just an incredible wealth of information on how to do proper application design. And more than that, we also have some other RIA technologies we can look at. Look at Ajax applications, look at Flash applications. A lot of the things that they have learned to do right, they work and they are good lessons for what to do in Silverlight. Now, there are a lot of bad things out there too, but by looking at these applications, you can figure that out. And then the last and the most important, I think, is actually testing your application. Real empirical data. Can a user find their way through my application? And there are some cheap and sort of ingenious ways of doing this. Jeff Atwood on his Coding Horror blog talks about these. The post I like, and he links to some other posts, you can find them. But the post I like is called Lo-Fi Usability Testing, where you sit a user down in front of your application in a sort of makeshift usability lab. You record what they do, and he'll steer you through the entire process. But I think that that's critical, too. For a URL for that, you can go to tinyurl.com/LFUsability. He calls it lo-fi usability testing. So you take what we know, you take what has worked before, and you take this actual empirical data, you put it all together, and you can come up with some darn good looking applications. So in my mind, that's how you can make the best applications possible.